Proverbs 26. Just as it does not snow in summer, or rain at harvest time, neither should a foolish person ever be honored. Undeserved curses won't harm anybody. They are like aimless sparrows that fly all around, or swallows that dart, but they never land. A whip is used to train a horse, and a halter is for a donkey, and a rod is for the backs of fools. Don't give a foolish person a foolish answer. If you do, then you too will become just like him. Sometimes you should disprove a foolish person's foolish line of reasoning. If you don't, then he will think that he is truly smart. Don't send a message through a foolish person. That would be like cutting off your own feet or like drinking poison. A wise saying spoken by a fool does no good. It is as useless as both legs of a paralyzed person. Giving honor to a foolish person doesn't do any good. It would be like somebody tying a stone to a slingshot. A wise saying spoken by a fool is like a thorn bush in the hand of a drunk. Someone might hire a fool or a vagrant. That employer would be like an archer who shoots at anything he sees. A dog eats whatever it throws up. That is like a foolish person repeating his own foolishness. Some people think they're so smart. There is more hope for a fool than for him. The lazy person says, "There's a lion in the road. There's a fierce lion in the streets." The lazy person is like a door that turns back and forth on its hinges. He stays on his bed and turns over and over. The lazy person may bury his hand in the dish, but he is too tired to lift up the food to his mouth. The lazy person thinks that he's smarter than seven people who give sensible answers. A passerby who interferes in somebody else's quarrel is like one who grabs a dog by the ears. A person shouldn't victimize his neighbor and then say, "I was only joking." That is like a crazy man shooting deadly arrows that are on fire. Without wood, a fire will go out, and without gossip, tension will stop. Charcoal and wood keep a fire going. Similarly, a quarrelsome person starts an argument. The words of a gossip are like tasty morsels of food. People take them all in. Smooth words from an evil mind are like a shiny coating over a clay pot. A person who hates you may disguise his words, but he plots deceit in his mind. His voice may sound kind, but don't believe him. Why? Because his mind is full of many disgusting thoughts. He hides his hatred with deceptiveness. Nevertheless, his evil will become plain to everyone. Whoever digs a pit for other people will fall into it himself. Whoever tries to roll a big rock onto others will himself be crushed by it. A liar hates the people whom he victimizes, and false praise can ruin people.